What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Star Wars and the fact that Disney and especially Bob Iger are very much aware that they pushed a little bit too hard, a little bit too quick, and caused a major problem for Star Wars fans by giving us too much too soon. And by them saying, Bob Iger's personally come out and said he made a mistake, they released too much too soon, and they are, once they kind of end episode 9, they won't be going back to yearly releases. They're going to be starting to spread them out a little bit. There's still no word yet on what's going on with the Rian Johnson trilogy, whether or not that's going or not, or whether they've kicked him so far into the back so that he never causes any problem ever again. It's that kind of a whole other different issue, but it definitely feels like Disney realized they've made a mistake with Solo. I think they want to do Marvel. I think they want to do 2-3 movies a year, and Star Wars was big enough. And I think the audience was like, nope, we're not ready for this.
I think in many ways, Star Wars is kind of the DC movie version for Disney right now. Now, granted, with the possible exception of The Last Jedi, I've enjoyed 3 out of 4 of the Star Wars movies, and I'm okay-ish with the 4th one. The problem here was, you know, they looked at the Marvel Cinematic Universe, presumably, and they're like, all right, we're doing 2 movies a year. They're doing fantastic in the box office. Every one is a hit. 80s and 90s on the Rotten Tomatoes. Let's just go right into it with Star Wars. And they're forgetting, you know, 2008 was just Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk, and they didn't even do the Incredible Hulk. That was Universal Studios. They didn't have another movie until 2010. Then it was 2011 when they got Thor and Captain America. There was only one movie in 2012. They built up to this 2 or 3 movie per year cadence where audiences earned or gave them their trust, where they're like, oh, Iron Man was really good. Iron Man 2 was, I think it was better than Iron Man, but most people think it was not as good as Iron Man, but it's okay. Thor really surprised us. Captain America really, etc. And you can't do that with Star Wars, because remember, most people's last memory of Star Wars are prequels.
Yeah.
And that's, say what you will about them, prequel memes or whatever, the prequels are not a solid starting point for, yes, have faith in us, we make good movies. Like 3 out of 6 movies maybe is not your best average to go on. So
no, I mean, for me, I think going to, I personally am okay with the yearly movie. I would have loved for Solo to have been out this Christmas. I think that would have been, I think having the Last Jedi and Solo so close together, that was the problem. I don't necessarily hear between them, and also doing a year and then doing, you know, doing the episode and then doing like a flashback episode, a movie like we had with Solo and Rogue One. You know, by the time episode 9 comes around, it's 2 years from the last Jedi. But I think they knew they slightly went a little bit too fast. Solo didn't do as well as they hoped. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be picking it up this week on Blu-ray because it's come out over here this week. And I'm looking forward to it. I want to watch it again. I liked it. I didn't think it deserved, you know, the fact of it being it's not a flop. It was a good movie. It did well at the box office. It just didn't do as well as the previous Star Wars movies. I don't think of Solo as like, oh my God, that was an awful movie and I never want to see that thing ever again. You know, we're talking the Ewoks movie here. It was good. It was a good, solid Star Wars movie. It's what I want from it. So I just feel a lot of people just were like, oh, I don't know, when I said, oh, I'm going to go see this new Star Wars movie, friends and family were like, no, that just came out. Well, yeah, it only came out on Blu-ray like 2 weeks before the movie came. It was just too close. And I think them saying, you know, they're going to slow it down a little bit, I don't think that's a bad idea. I think one every 18 months might work better. Maybe do that instead. You know, rather than every 2 years, do one every 18 months and then you can get an extra one or two in every decade. But yeah, and then we're going to have the TV series and then we're going to have the clone, you know, mix it up a bit. You know, next year, we've still got episode 9 and the Clone Wars series. it's like I know they wanted to do all these action figures and all these changes and all this merchandise and stuff. Star Wars will sell merchandise because it's Star Wars, and you are going to continue to get things. But I just feel like when they tried to do with two movies within 6 months, that was just too much.
It was absolutely too much. This has been a mantra for both of us. Has been it should have just been a Christmas movie. You know, after Force Awakens got pushed back to Christmas a couple years ago, or what, 3 years ago now, they should have just said, all right, Star Wars are Christmas movies. Yes, we want to release them in May because that's when Star Wars came out and all that. But they should have just gone, let's keep consistency. Force Awakens was in Christmas. Rogue One was Christmas. Last Jedi was Christmas. Solo, honestly, probably could have used the additional 7 months. I enjoyed it too. We were both on the same page with this. It was a very fun movie, but it had some significant flaws. Whether or not those flaws could have been ironed out in 7 months, maybe not, but it could have at least been maybe a little more streamlined, and it would not have confused audiences by, what do you mean you're going to see a new Star Wars movie? I've got it on my shelf over there. No, not that one, the other one.
So I also think that that particular window when that movie came out was, we were still in the aftermaths of Avengers Infinity War. You know, we were only, what, 3-4 weeks after that movie, and people were still going seeing that in droves. We just had Deadpool 2, which I think also got overshadowed. Infinity War was too big a movie to be released with a couple of movies coming so quickly afterwards. You know, it's like now, you know, we've got a couple of movies from Disney coming up this holiday season, but I think Solo would have done better in September. It would have, you know, if it was coming out now, it would have had all the fun fanfare, and it would have been, I think it was the same thing for Deadpool 2, because I think that got washed away under the wave of Infinity War, because that movie was so big. I mean, they had Black Panther, Infinity War, and then you had Solo, all within literally 3 months. And I think it was just, and then we had Incredibles 2 coming literally like, what, a week after that? Disney were just hitting too many. They were their own competition. They were putting out too much too soon. And I think the audience just couldn't take it in.
Well, Deadpool 2 was probably a lingering remain of their duel with Fox, because obviously they hadn't bought Fox at the time. And even when the movie was done and the scheduling was made, they hadn't done the Fox acquisition. But the other ones, definitely. Solo and Incredibles got stomped on by Infinity War. They still did just fine at the box office. Incredibles made like, what, $1 billion?
Yeah, it was a grossing animated movie. So it did very, very well. But what I mean is, it felt like the buzz in the community it really hit for us over here, because the movie didn't come out until a month later, and all the hype, it evaporated by the time that I haven't even seen it, because that literally was the hype, and people were just going, yeah, it's all right. And you had that big box office weekend in America. Of course, everyone's on my feeds all kind of going, yeah, it's okay. They weren't blown away with it. And then that fed through. Then I did just, it's like, oh, I see it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Right.
It didn't hit me the same way. And I think Solo probably was, I mean, so many people were going after, it's a good movie, it's fine. But people, again, The Last Jedi affected it, and unfortunately Solo wasn't good enough to wipe that all away, and that was the other problem.
Yeah, and like you said, I think popping Solo back to September, that would have given them the time to ramp up for Halloween, which is of course one of the major Star Wars times, because Star Wars costumes, especially since Disney took over, have always been popular, whether it was Luke and Leia or Anakin and whatnot, even Rey and Kylo and Poe Dameron and Finn, they've all are fairly popular as costumes. Whether or not Rose and Holdo will be popular is another matter entirely. Keeping in mind, I actually really liked Rose's character, but she got a lot of flack, so I imagine she won't be very popular. But yeah, if they'd released in September, right, or a couple of weeks past by where we are right now, I think they would have been able to hit that October, December window of marketing that they would have wanted, and they would have done pretty well. Would they have done better? I think they would have, but obviously without a time machine and without being able to influence, we wouldn't be able to prove it one way or another. But I will say right now, I haven't gone to the movies in like 2 or 3 months now, not because I haven't wanted to, but because there hasn't been anything where I've been, I need to go to the movies to see that.
Yeah. I was actually thinking the other day, I thought, well, I didn't go see Predator.
I had no interest in that.
I want to see it, but it's a kind of, it is a video kind of, I'll buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray. Cause it's just, it's, and then we got Venom coming up and I'm still like, I'm not sure yet.
I might pretend that Venom just doesn't exist, and when Venom comes out, we'll do a review, but it'll actually be a review of the Spider-Man video game, and we'll just
it's so much better.
We'll just do the review. We'll say it's Venom, but we're actually talking about the Spider-Man video game.
Because I'll be honest, that is the Spider-Man movie we all wanted. It's that kind of thing. I think for Solo, it did suffer, and I do think Bob Iger coming out and being quite open about saying he made, maybe he forced it. Maybe it was, he took the line of where to go with it. And it's, don't very often you get the big cheeses making a public kind of saying that they made a mistake. You don't get that very often.
No, but when you do it properly, and if you don't overdo it, I think you can buy some goodwill back, because people are willing to go, all right, You understand that you made a mistake. Now you have to, of course, prove that you're going to learn from the mistake, because saying and doing are two completely different things. But, you know, I think it does buy a certain amount of goodwill back, where people are willing to go, okay, if you can prove to us with episode 9 that you've got a good movie here and you don't try to immediately cram Obi-Wan Kenobi movie immediately after whatever the next movie in the roster is, We'll let you, we'll kind of give you a little bit of leeway on it, so long as episode 9 is good.
It's like next year. I was going to say, in some ways, with the Clone Wars TV series coming back next year, it would have been quite cool for episode 9 to have been pushed back a year to give that like time to be the breather. I mean, obviously they announced it in advance, but they could have used the Clone Wars as a buffer year. And the series as well, use the television series as like being like, okay, this is your Star Wars content for this year, and not take it to the cinema. Because I was trying to think as well, like, what was the year differences between the movies in the past? Because I was just going to look that up, because they definitely weren't yearly.
No, I mean, the originals were 2 or 3 years apart. I know that much. It was like 77, 80, 83 or something like that. Yeah. And then the prequels were like 99, 2002, 2005, give or take. I'm doing this off the head, off the top of my head, so there might be a year or two off, but they were definitely not a yearly franchise.
We've got 77, 80, 83. So they were 3 years apart. And then we had 99, 2002, 2005.
Dang, so they was pretty good there.
Much, yeah, they were pretty much always 2 to 3 years apart. And then we hit the Disney zone, 2015, 2017, 2019, and that doesn't include.
Yeah, that's the main. Yeah, that's the main ones.
The main ones, because I don't. Yeah, I mean we hit. That's kind of
because Rogue One was 2017, and and then of course Solo is this year. I mean,
the Clone Wars didn't come along to 2008, so that was three years after. The main prequels, so it definitely shows that they did this yearly thing was something that Disney kind of pushed, whereas before that Disney were only doing, you know, or before that Lucasfilm were doing every 2 to 3 years, and maybe that's, you know, this whole I do believe that franchise fatigue is rampant across the entire industry, because they just kept feeding. You look at video games. You know, we know with video games that if they let a game go, a franchise disappear for a few years and let it come back, it's always bigger when they let it have rest time. When they start doing yearly intakes, game, they suffer. And I think movies are falling into that same thing. I always think Marvel's different, because Marvel's got this, you know, if you did like Avengers movie and then you do Guardians of the Galaxy and then you do Black Panther, they're all superhero movies, but they're all different characters. They're right. all different people. Marvel's this like unique thing, I feel, of there's that much different, and we're used to it more because of comic books. You know,
right.
this every week we get 25 to 30 different stories of all these different characters week in, week out. We got, and we had the television shows and all that. Star Wars doesn't, there's one war going on and it's just this one story going on. As much as they try to put it over differently, in Marvel it always works different and it doesn't work to everything else. And, you know, it's like, yeah, we read the Star Wars comics every week. But that's because we choose to. But it's like, there's not, even that sometimes feels like they could easily break that down to every 2 weeks and it wouldn't be a problem. You know,
they probably should, actually.
They probably should, because I do feel there's a little bit too many of them. But I feel, yeah, just the Star Wars is fantastic, but it needs time between them to grow. Whereas Marvel is, you know, Spider-Man takes on a thug today. This afternoon, he's taking on a different... It's fighting crime. It's fighting, you know, there's a different element. You know, if he takes on Venom and then he takes on Mysterio, there's a different... foil to them all. There's different things going on. Star Wars doesn't really have that. It's always the same enemy. And right. as much as they rebrand the enemy, it's the same enemy with a different face. But it's generally the same problem of them trying to overcome this big corporate kind of entity. Whereas Marvel could never didn't have that problem.
Right. And I'll have two thoughts here to wrap up my end of things. First is Disney's actually making that thing that you were just talking about even worse, because in the old extended universe, in the you know, the books, the comics, etc., all the ones that no longer count, there was a sense that every character had their own identity. Boba Fett was off doing his own thing. Every once in a while he'd cross paths with Han Solo, but he was off doing his own thing. Now you get this feeling that every character is always in contact with every other character. And it's actually making the universe more insular, and it's making the universe less expansive than it was before, which makes each of the movies feel more and more like they're just one continuous adventure. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but it does mean that the fatigue sets in a lot faster. By comparison, point number two here, the Marvel, which you mentioned, is each of these movies is completely different from each other. If you go from Avengers Age of Ultron to Avengers Infinity War, there are no two movies, even within three or four movies of each other, that you can really go, this movie is like that movie. Because you've got Ant-Man, which is the quirky heist movie. You've got Captain America Civil War, which is the serious political movie. Doctor Strange, which is just trippy. Guardians of the Galaxy, quirky humor. Spider-Man Homecoming, etc. They're all different movies, which helps prevent you from going, oh, there's another Thor movie coming out. Ugh, just stop already. No, you've got Thor and then Black Panther and then Infinity War, and they're all different things.
Yeah, it just worked differently. But we'd love to know what you guys think of Star Wars sort of slowing down and hitting the brakes a little bit. Love to know your thoughts either on the comments below or on social media. You can go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. You can like, follow, and subscribe on all the different video and audio platforms. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.